hello, hello. Welcome back to Pearls of Blackness. Pearls of Wisdom through the lens of Black culture. And I am none other than your host, Caritza Mosley-Jones. Thank you all so much for joining me for the part two episode of A Letter, signed Black Girl Tired. So in the last week's episode, we talked to our sisters and brothers of unmelanated skin, right? We talked about white fragility and white privilege and what that meant, how systemic racism and white supremacy have prevailed for hundreds and hundreds of years, and how we as a people have suffered and been oppressed by them. And we shared some moments where they probably clutched some pearls if they were offended or felt like it was a direct statement to them. And if they didn't, they probably clutched their pearls for their friends because they know people of which I was speaking of. And then, of course, I left them with a few pieces of wisdom to share with their brothers and sisters that look like them to join the fight, to do what is right and end systemic racism and white supremacy in our country. And we always, you know, talk about what that looks like and how white privilege and white fragility exist and how it affects people of color in our community. And we know that this is real and we know that it happens and that we're not in a bubble and we're just dreaming these things. They exist and they're real and we experience them every day. But just like I talked to our friends that are of Caucasian persuasion, I want to talk a little bit to my people. So just like I said, dear white people, I'm here on this episode to say, yo, my people. So yo, my people, I talked a little bit about how one of my truths is that I always have to oftentimes be the silent Black girl so that I don't look like I'm the angry Black woman, right? Sometimes I feel that way in my own community, though, because as much as I love us, and I do love my melanin brothers and sisters, I love you with everything in me. But I have to talk about a conversation that's just for us. Because we can't say that Black lives matter to people that don't look like us, when sometimes I wonder if Black lives matter to us. Now, Before you get into the point where you're like, yo, wait a minute, sis, hold up. Listen to me. I am not talking about Black Lives Matter in the sense of which we are experiencing racism and hatred from people that don't look like us. I'm talking about Black Lives Mattering to us in that we gotta do better. So oftentimes we get frustrated with others and their maltreatment of us as a people, and it's justified. Don't ever say that I'm not agreeing that it is justified. No doubt, hundreds and hundreds of years of oppression and racism and prejudice and discrimination, we as a people have experienced. I would never take that away from us. And I will never say that it's not still happening today at this very minute in some city, maybe even my own city, maybe even across the street or in the parking lot. But what about how we treat ourselves and each other? What about what we do to our own communities? I believe there's a separate level of accountability for us too. So this is a homegirl to a homeboy, homegirl conversation. Now, like I said earlier, we oftentimes scream Black Lives Matter and we talk about all the injustice that we seek. However, we do things to ourselves as well. Now, I'm clutching my own pearls because at some point I may have been guilty of some of these things too. I've just tried to do better and I am doing better. So we scream, they did us wrong. That's not right. But we perpetuate drug addictions in our communities by selling illegal substances to our own people to make a living for ourselves. Just saying. Some people in our community create babies and leave them fatherless and motherless, or for other elders and family members to take care of. And that's not right. Now, I'm not saying we're the only people doing this. I'm just talking about what we do in our community. Sometimes we get a little money and we move on up and out like the Jeffersons. But then we get mad when others come into our neighborhoods and gentrify them or move into our grandma's home that we love so dearly, but we left. Or oftentimes our neighborhoods are just left abandoned with such blight that we can't even believe that we even grew up there because it looks nothing like what it did when we were young. And yet we blame other people. When sometimes the only people that we probably should be looking back at to hold accountable are ourselves. Let's just be honest. We didn't want Big Mama's house when they asked us after she died. Well, some of us didn't. Or we don't want to stay in this neighborhood anymore. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't become successful and move out of the neighborhoods that you used to grow up in. Because, I mean, who doesn't want better? Some of us came from hard and tough backgrounds. What I am saying is that as we progress, we can't forget to come back and pour into our communities. That's all I'm saying. Now, I talked about our neighborhoods. Let's not forget our beloved schools, our beloved alma maters, who are now struggling schools, are now schools that are on priority and state list, are now schools where there's some socioeconomic disadvantage going on, some social emotional things going on in those buildings. We wouldn't dare send our kids back to that school. But then we question why it looks the way it looks or why doesn't it have what it needs. And sometimes we pour back into those buildings, but it's still not enough. Sometimes they need to see faces that were once them to be the example and show them that, hey, I was once you. You too can be like me. And together we can change our community. Now, I'm saying all that to say that some of us, not all of us, because we typically don't have this problem in our community, but some of us forgot that someone paid it forward to us. And so in turn, we don't extend that same hand to a mentee or our youth. Now, once again, not all of us, but some of us. And then those of us who do extend that hand or who do pay it forward, we oftentimes don't hold our peers and our friends accountable for not doing what we're doing. We don't support our minority businesses. I cannot tell you since COVID-19 has happened how many posts I've seen on social media or emails where I've heard people talking about how they're supporting Black businesses. I just want to remind all of us, along with a lot of my Black business owner friends, don't just purchase from us right now. Don't just purchase from them right now. Make that an ongoing habit. We have to support our community. Now, I know what you're saying, Caritza. I support my people, but we just don't always have it together. And you know what, sis? You know what, bro? You're right. Sometimes our minority business owners don't handle our business. And so we deter business. We got to do better. We have to do better. Now, everyone knows that I am a proud alumni of Alabama A&M University, which is an HBCU. That's right. It is an historical Black college / university. I love my alma mater. I made the best choice ever when I decided to attend an HBCU. The experience I had there, priceless. Now, I'm not knocking us in the community that attend PWIs. I'm not, because, hey, college degrees are college degrees. And I'm not knocking your experience, because for you, maybe it was a great experience. I respect that. I can appreciate that, because a word of wisdom, a pearl of wisdom that I heard growing up all the time was to each his own. And so I get it. But historically, Black colleges and universities were created for a reason. And there is an experience there, a culture that you just don't get anywhere else. You just don't get it anywhere else. And they need our support. They need our support. And so if you attended an HBCU, or even if you're just a fan of one, or you have a loved one that went to one, or you may not have a connection at all, think about giving back to our HBCUs. Now, disclaimer, I know some of our HBCUs have to do better business-wise as well. We just have to hold them accountable, but nothing like an HBCU experience. Now, I'm going to get on a soapbox here for a minute, because I was raised old school. I talked about this. I am very proud of the village that I have of elders and family members and community members and bonus moms and dads and bonus aunts and uncles and cousins. And I'm very proud of every value that they poured into me, and I respect everything that they shared with me. But these days, we've fallen short on teaching our children and modeling morals and ethics and manners and behaviors that they should be exhibiting. You can't be what you can't see. Sorry, you just can't be what you can't see. So we have to do better with that. And then I want to talk about my sisters and brothers that are so woke. You so woke that sometimes I feel like you're asleep for like days at a time. And it's nothing wrong with being in tuned with what's going on with our communities of color and we as a people of color. But don't be so woke that you're taking mini naps all day long. And don't sell false information and false hope to people. Make sure you do your homework. Make sure you fact check. Don't share every post you see on social media. Don't share everything that you see on social media and in the news without fact checking. Don't do us a disservice, because some people rely strictly on what you share with them. Now, some of us don't exhibit good work ethic. We got to do better. We got to do better. And we focus on the latest, trendiest things and what's going on with our reality TV or what's going on with our entertainment and the entertainment industry and our stars and famous people. And we want to do things and be like them. And so we spend money and it's quick and it's gone and it's not long standing. Instead of building generational wealth and leaving something behind for future generations in our families and in our communities. Generational wealth is important, especially if you're a parent or an aunt or an uncle. And generational wealth is not only monetary, but it's also wisdom and knowledge and exposure to culture and arts and education and science and just everything that the world has to offer. Lastly, we as people of color in America have had to fight and march and protest and advocate for certain rights as Americans. As a Black woman, not only did members of my sorority have to march in the Women's Suffrage March for women to be able to vote. That was important for women of Delta Sigma Theta to march in that march, not only just for women, but for women of color. And then look how long it took for women of color to still have the right to vote. People have marched and lost their lives and protested and stood up for what was right for people of color for a reason. Don't let their deaths and their work be in vain. We as a people, we have to do better. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, I don't vote. My vote doesn't count. I don't vote. My vote doesn't count. I live in a red state. I live in a red county. Well, turn it blue. Turn it purple. Turn it orange. I don't care what color you turn it, but exercise your right to vote. We talk so much about how we don't like the way society is now and the way the world is and the things that we don't like and the way our government is doing things and the way people do things. But I'm a firm believer. Instead of talking about it, be about it. I had an uncle. He used to say, what you gonna do? You gonna barbecue? You gonna mildew? You have to do something about it. And your vote is your voice. And every vote does count. Do you know how many people could change the trajectory of society, of your town, of your city, of your state, of our country, if they just went to the polls and voted? We don't use our voices. Or should I say, we don't use them in the right places. So we don't go vote. We don't go and advocate for what we need at local governing bodies, and local government matters. Just like state and federal government matters. We won't do that, but we'll have full-fledged social media campaigns and protests and conversations with people who cannot make any change that we seek. Instead of rallying and going to do something about it productively. And I know it feels good to get stuff off your chest. I mean, why not? I'm doing a podcast. And today I'm getting things off my chest. However, I put my vote in as well. And I will advocate for what I believe in. And I will stand sometimes alone for the things that I believe in because it matters to me. I'm just that passionate about the people that look like me as well as the people who don't look like me. I'm passionate about doing what is right. Period. And I believe that when you do what is right, everybody benefits, not just a particular set of people. Now, all that I just shared, I know, it's not all of us. Never said it was. Not pointing fingers at us as a group. I'm just saying, if it applies to you, take those nuggets and do better. We have to own that we sometimes bring trauma and drama to our own back door. And it has to stop. We have to stop. We can't expect people to treat us differently and take us serious if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Now, don't beat me up. Don't get upset with me. I just had to share that because I'm with you every step of the way against being mistreated as a person of color, experiencing racism as a person of color, having to dismantle systemic racism because I'm a person of color and I'm experiencing that. I understand every day I stand and experience alongside with each of you systems that were created in efforts to try to make you and I fail. And every day we prove them wrong. Every day that we showed them that we are smart, we are strong, we are powerful, we are enduring, we can persevere, we can withstand, we are solid. And I will continue to do that alongside with each of you every day until the change that we seek occurs. We're all in this fight together. However, if I'm truly your sister, just as I would expect you to call me on my stuff, I have to call you on yours. Now, like I said, if it doesn't apply to you, I just thank you for listening to me bare my heart. And so with you. And I ask that if you know somebody that has done any of those things that I talked about, nudge them, call them to the carpet, snatch their edges, as the young kids say. Bring them back, put them in check. We have to do better. So, yo, my people, I'm waiting on you and I'm joining you as we all do better. Peace, love, and blessings. Signed, A Black Girl Tired.